The question that was left was the question of the Divrei Mordechai, that Hafei Tohar seemingly only answered his third question, but he did not answer his first two questions. That was his first answer. Hafei Tohar's first answer, that there's a difference between Schar and Shaduchim, did not answer his first two questions. Okay. I would like to point out that Pashtus, he did not even answer his first question. He didn't even answer his question from Sochim. In other words, the way we were assuming, the way Divrei Mordechai is assuming, that he successfully answered the Kasha from Sochim, but he didn't answer the other two Kashas. So I would just point out that in the Pashtus, he didn't answer the Kasha from Sochim either. Because what does it say in Psalchim? He quotes the Gemara in Psalchim. Here is the quote. It says, you're supposed to marry a Bas Talmid Chacham. I'm reading the Fei Tohar, the second line of the Y lines. Lo Mosa Bas Talmid Chacham, Yisa Bas Gedol Yador. It says there, Bas Knisius, Russian. Lo Mosa Yisa Bas Russian Knisius. I don't know what Bas Rashi Knesses are. It sounds like the people that are running the shuls. Lo Motza Yisa Bas Gabai Staka. Lo Motza Yisa Bas Malabde Tinaikas. So his answer to answer the question is that when it comes to Shaduchim, we're worried about the Hashba on the daughter. So if you look at his answer, Tainokinam Inyan Scharin Adifa Mishin. Whatever, etc. The Kovah and Asui bin Oseim, Koshu Yoser Chacham Vitzadik of the Tfei. Because that affects the daughter. So, okay, so Chacham, I understand. So that answers why you're supposed to marry better a Bas Talmid Chacham. But why are you supposed to marry better a Gabai Staka's daughter? Or the Rashi Knisius, people that are running the shuls. Doesn't say that they're Talmid Chachamim. Doesn't say the Gabai Staka's a Talmid Chacham, right? There's no indication that the Gabbai is a Staka Talmid Chacham. So why do you prefer the Gabbai Staka's daughter over the Melamde Tinaika's daughter? So I guess that's why he adds the word Chacham Vitzadik. Okay, so Enochinami, the Gabbai Staka is not a bigger Talmid Chacham, but he's a bigger Tzadik. But what are you talking about? Why is the Gabbai Staka a bigger Tzadik? We just got finished saying his whole point is when it comes to schar, Melamde Tinaikas gets more schar. So when it comes to sitkas, right, the chayr is schar, it's totally in sitkas. Why do you get more schar? Because you're a bigger tzaddik. So the Melamde Tinaikas, if I would ask you who's a bigger tzaddik, if I ask you who's a bigger Talmid Chacham, okay. So we don't know. But we say the Talmid Chacham is a bigger Talmid Chacham than Melamde Tinaikas. But if I ask you who's a bigger tzaddik, Parship Shat, we would say, the Melamde Tinaikas is a bigger tzaddik, according to this pshat, that he gets the most schar. So then when it comes to marrying the daughter, you should go ahead and marry the daughter of the Melamde Tinaikas over the daughter of the Gabbai Staka. So you'll tell me, well, the Gabbai Staka takes his job home. So the daughters see the Nadaniyim knocking on the door. The Melamde Tinaikas keeps his job in the yeshiva, they don't see that. Okay, beautiful svara. But that's nothing to do with what he says, right? He doesn't say anything about that. He doesn't make any speech about whether your job is in your home or in the shul. Right? I know Rashi Knisius might also take the job in shul. I don't know. He doesn't say, start making up stories about. He just says that when it comes to the Nisui bin Oseim, Kol Shu Yosir Chacham Vitzadik Adif. So how in the world did that answer the question? You know, that didn't. So it comes out that not only didn't he answer the question from Baba Basra and from Brachas, the first two questions, but even his third question, he only answers one part. It says in Sochim that you should marry first a Bas Talmid Chacham, like that he answered. But the other part of Sochim that says you marry first Bas Rashi Knisius, which sounds like the people, you know, the president, the people that are running the shuls, Not necessarily Talmid Chachamim. These are the machers. The machers in the shul that are running the Iskei B'Sorchei Tzibur or the Gabbai Staka. Why do they come first from the daughters? Okay. So that's the problem. So we mentioned, I sort of gave it away, the whole answer. I'm sure everyone figured it out, or maybe not so sure everyone figured it out, but somebody probably figured it out. Then I said it has to be in the words of the Yafei Tohar. So if you look in the Yafei Tohar, there is a few words that are totally extra. They're not only extra, they're shver. What are they doing there? So let's read it inside. V'yesh lomar, de'ein achinami, de'inyin scharen adife, mishum de'melamden etinaikos ba'amasam, okay, v'heim siba la'agdil Torah ba'oidam. So these five words, v'heim siba la'agdil Torah ba'oidam, are totally extra. Why are they totally extra? Because he's explaining the reason why Melamde Tinaikas are better. Now, we have a rule. Rashiva used to always quote this rule, supposedly from Rav David. It's even more, it's more basic than Rav David's rule. When the Rishon asks anyone asks Akasha, and he asks Akasha from Bikias, Rashiva used to always say, before they ask Akasha Bikias, they understand everything Minei Ubei. You don't jump to Bikias till you understand things Minei Ubei. Then you go to your Bikias. Now over here, the Yafei Tohar quotes, is going on this Medrash. The Medrash brings an opinion that who's the greatest, and one opinion is the Melamdei Tinaikas are the greatest. The Yafei Tohar does not ask the question, hey, what kind of, that's illogical, why should a Melamdei Tinaikas be the greatest? Doesn't ask, right? The first thing he should do is he should try and understand the Medrash Minei Ubei. The Medrash makes a statement, sounds bizarre. Melamdei Tinaikas is the biggest person. Why should that be? He doesn't ask that. Obviously, he's not bothered. He's not bothered because he understands the Svara. It's a tremendous mitzvah. It says that the Pasuk in the Torah, Vishinamta Nevanecha, Edo Atamidim, is a very big mitzvah. So they're fine. There's a big mitzvah to be Melamdei Tinaikas. No problem. His only problem that he had was he has a kasha from Bikias. So if he's trying to answer his kasha from Bikias, so you go ahead and answer your kasha from Bikias. Why in the world, in the middle of answering in the kasha from Bikias, he explains the svara why Melamdei Tinaikas is greater. I knew that in my Havamina. I knew in the Havamina why Melamdei Tinaikas is greater before you even asked the Kasha, before you wrote the piece. If I would have, the Horaya that I knew it, because otherwise I should have explained it without the questions, right? This wasn't one of these three questions. He didn't ask four questions. He says, in Svara it makes no sense, and I have a Raya from three Gemaras. He only asks kashas from Bikias, right? So if he only asks kashas from Bikias, that means he has no other problem. So it means that if I would have asked the Yafei Tohar, what's the Svara? He knew the Svara. He wasn't bothered in his question by what the Svara. So if he's not bothered in his question what the Svara is, so why in the world in his answer does he have to tell you the Svara? I happen to think that's a very good diuk. So obviously the Zetman de Fun is that he's changing. That in his Havamina he understood the Svara. But he understood the Svara one way. Now he's changing to a new Svara. What's that mean? Here he's saying Vehem Siba Lahagdel Torah Ba'Olam. Heim Siba. In other words, they are bringing about this amazing result. Without this, you know, the Rishiva always had a number of shmuzim, about a person who goes into chinuch and he feels he accomplished nothing. Right? There's a famous chazal that there was a, was it Yeshayo? That he said, the hevel erig yagati. That he was complained that he got, Hashem gave him the, I don't remember, was it Yeshayo or Yirmiyo? I don't remember. I think it was Yeshayo, but I don't remember. That the that he went ahead and was given the task of giving nevuah to Klal Yisrael, and no one listened. So he didn't think, he wasn't the seber for anything. But he's still doing, as in the Navi tell, he's still doing a tremendous mitzvah. You're doing what Hashem wants you to do. So the I would say that before the Yafei Torah and his Havamina would say, if I would ask you, why does it say in the Medrash that Melamnei Tzinoikos is the best? It's not because of what they accomplish. It's not what you. It's not the accomplishments. It's what. It's the effort. Right? A person tries to learn. Right? If a very simple example. Two people are learning. One person has a brilliant head, so he goes ahead and with that minimal effort, he sits for an hour and he does 10 blots. The other person has doesn't have as brilliant a head, and he works just as hard and he does one blot. Do they get the same schar? I don't know. I could hear an argument they get the same schar, because the mitzvah is the working. The mitzvah is the effort. You know, if they put in the same amount of effort, they get the same schar. I don't know. I'm sure it's a big machlekes. Is the mitzvah Talmud Torah the effort, the working, the yegiah, or is it mitzvah what you accomplish? Parshat Pshat, according to many people, definitely the mitzvah is the effort. Maybe there are two mitzvahs. Maybe there are two mitzvahs in the Torah. But the main mitzvah of Talmud Torah is the effort. We don't say that a person who has a weaker head is getting less mitzvahs Talmud Torah because he's not understanding it. If he were, we compare it, we assume, Munas HaChamim, that our Havana is baby stuff compared to Rekiv Eger and the Rajba and the Marsha. So we don't get mitzvahs Talmud Torah anymore because our Havana and Torah, after we learn, we barely get pshat compared to what they had 500 years ago. So our mitzvah Talmud Torah doesn't count. Our mitzvah Talmud Torah, the mitzvah is the effort. The mitzvah is the work. It's not just, it's you're doing, you're learning. The mitzvah is to learn. The mitzvah is the yegiah. The result, that's not the result. Sure, you have the line from Rav Yisrael. Everyone has to know the line, Daftan Nish Eiftan, right? Everyone knows that line, hopefully. Daftan Nish Eiftan. The Daftan means you have to do, not accomplish. The goal is to do. That's a mitzvah. The chiyuv is to do. When we went to Rav Huttner, one guy said to Rav Huttner, he was very impressed. He said, you know Yiddish. He was making fun of the guy. But okay. Anyway. But the ma'isa, Daftan Nish Eiftan. The mitzvah in many things is you have to do the ma'isa. It's our job to do. It's not our job to accomplish. Whether we accomplish is up to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. That was one of the most famous, marching orders we got from the Rosh Yeshiva, from all the, that the, Kodesh Baruch Hu runs the world. And if Shem wants it to happen, it'll happen without you. And your job is to do. So your job is to learn. You don't get good shot. That's not your problem. Your job is, I don't remember. Right? It's a famous medrash. The medrash says that why should I bother, why should I learn? I just forget anyway. So what's the point? And the Pikeach Mahu Oimer, he says, listen, Hashem pays. I don't care if I forget. If my brain forgets, I forget. I'm doing what Hashem told me to do. Hashem gives me reward. He says, he gives a mashal that the king told the guy to pour water in a barrel, and there's a hole in the bottom of the barrel. So the seal says, I'm not doing it. It's a waste of energy because all the water spills out. And the smart prince says, listen, that's the king's problem. King gave you a job to pour water in the barrel. So the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the mitzvah pashas of Harbatzah Torah, is to do the ma'isa. You learn. What you accomplish, that's not, you do your best you can. Harbazah Cyrus, you do the best you can. I, the Talmidim, don't want to listen. They're shooting spitballs at you all day. That's not your problem. You're doing the best you can. So that's what I would assume is what the Yifei Torah held in his Havamina. There's an amazing mitzvah of Shinantam Nevanecha. There's a mitzvah in the Torah to do our Batzah Torah, just like there's a mitzvah of learning Torah. And just like the Pashtus, the mitzvah of learning Torah is not dependent on the result. We don't look at the result, we look at the Maisa. You get schar for the effort, the Yigiyah, the Harvanya, the working in Torah. You know, the result is that's besides the fact. So the same thing is true by our Batzah Torah. You put in the effort, you teach, obviously you have to be doing a good job. You know, if you're being negligent, then it's not the right effort. But you're doing what should be done. The kids don't want, they have Bechira Chavshis. The students have Bechira Chavshis. There's nothing you can do sometimes. That's their problem. Comes along the Yifei Torah and Mechanesh at the end. No, I got a new reason why they get so much schar. Tinyan schar Adifa. I look at the result. This is, look at what I accomplished. In other words, I suspect that he's saying something like the Chavis of Avis of Svara. Chavis of Avis of Svara is a new Svara. Chavis of Avis is an amazing Chavis of Avis. Everybody who ever walked into this yeshiva must know this Chavis of Avis. If anything else, because the Chayyid of Avis says, I heard this Chayyid of Avis from Rosh Hashiva, I heard this Chayyid of Avis from Rab Brook, that's how. He says, just read the opening line, Kizchiyas HaMaimin, Afiru Emagia El Tachlis HaRachoyka B'tikon HaNefesh, Nafshel HaKim, Ido Yekar of the Malachim, right? If you reach the ultimate level, right, based close to the Malachim, there's a different Gersa, if you look on the side, of other, it says Karav the Neviim. So basically, he says you have two people. You have one person, I would say Rav Chaim Kineski, but it's not true, because Rav Chaim Kineski did our Batzah Torah because he had an open door policy. But Lu Yitzur, like the Divrei Eliezer, Divrei Mordechai, if you had a Rav, Lu Yitzur, you had him without him being a top, you know, right? That, so Lu Yitzur, you had Rav Chaim Kineski without being a Marvin Steyer, right? Yeah, Rav Chaim Kineski sits in his house and he closes his door. No, I'm busy learning all day. And everyone knows there's a tzaddik nister hiding in the corner of the Beis Medrash, and he learns day and night. He doesn't waste a second. He's mamish every second of the day learning. His davening is unbelievable. He cries when he davens. His everything, he does mitzvahs b'shleimus. He's the ultimate tzaddik, she'en gamayo. He reaches the level of a malach, right? Karav the malachim, right? And then you got a first grade rabbi who's wearing a plaid jacket, you know, and he plays basketball with the guys. And okay, you know, he's not exactly on the level of a malach. So comes along the chayyid of Avis. No one would believe such a thing. And the Chayyid of Avis says, we're not belittling, we're not Chas v'Shalom saying Lashon Hara on the guy is sitting, the Rav Chaim Kineski, not Rav Chaim Kineski, you know, the Tzadik Nister. I'm not Chas v'Shalom, we're not saying any Lashon Hara about it. We're saying Shrach on the first grade Rebbe. That Rav comes along the Chayyid of Avis and says, you know who's good, and it gets more schusim, that first grade Rebbe. Why? Because of a cheshbon. Because intrinsically he doesn't deserve more chusim. Of course not. Intrinsically he doesn't come near that person. If you had a shaita in halacha, you would not ask. You'd ask the person. If you had a shaita, you'd ask the person the nister, the talmid chacham. But as far as chusim, because of the special svara that he gets, all the mitzvahs and always talmidim do, and always talmidim, and always talmidim's children, at soif ko adairis. So that's, you know, there's a pyramid of thousands and thousands of children and their children and children. It's an amazing thing. So memeila, he comes up ahead of the game. Well, so this is, I think, what the Yifei Torah is being mechadish. That you know why the Talmud Chacham, the the Menamni Chinokas are better because of the Chayez of Avis as far. And Ayin Achinami, Lu Yitzur, it's a Chiddush, Lu Yitzur, the Rebbe was not successful, then I don't know. It would, maybe it wouldn't apply, unless you have Makshava time, Mr. from Maisa, I don't know. But we're talking about a normal case, and he's successful. Normal case. Therefore, what's the nafka mina? So it comes out that intrinsically, in grunt, right? In grunt means intrinsically, really, the other person, if I ask you, who's a bigger tzaddik? So the melamnei genaikis, I wouldn't call him that, if you're doing the chayis of avis case, take the chayis of avis case. You got this person who's on the madrega of Kar of the Malachim, and the other guy is our first grade Rebbe with the plaid jacket and the guitar, right? Chavetz Chaim Rebbe. See, I ask you, who's a bigger tzaddik? Bigger tzaddik? I don't know, tzaddik. The guy who's Kar of the Malach is a bigger tzaddik. You ask me, who's going to get more tzchar? More tzchar and tzitzkus is shnei derem nifradim. Because tzchar is, I'm getting, not even for my own mitzvahs, I'm getting tzchar for the mitzvahs that the great-great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren in 50 generations are going to do. Okay, but it doesn't make, but you wouldn't call me a bigger tzaddik. Tzaddik is who I am. I'm not a bigger tzaddik. Tzaddik, tzitzkus, I don't have tzitzkus. The person who's Kar of the Malach, he's a bigger tzaddik. He has tzitzkus. I have schar, because I get a chedek, I have a chedek in everybody's mitzvahs, okay? There's some kind of din, that you get a chedek in other people's mitzvahs, so it's a great business. You get a chedek in every person's mitzvahs, it's, you know, it's a wonderful thing. It works also with your children, it also works with your, so it's a wonderful system. But you wouldn't call him a tzaddik, but he's not the tzaddik. He figured out a business way of raking in a lot of schar. Oh, so now I understand that the Yafei Torah. Yafei Torah is saying like this. It's totally, the reason why he gets more schar is because he's a Siva Lahagdol Torah Ba'ino, which is a Chayris of Avos Svara. But if you're working with the Chayris of Avos Svara, that doesn't apply to the Nisuim of the daughters. Why not? Because in the Nisuim of the daughters are told on either who's a bigger Chacham or who's a bigger Tzaddik. We never said this makes you a bigger Tzaddik. No way. So you get more Schar. So it's gone shy of that the Gabbai Staka is a bigger Tzaddik. Because in Grund, inherently, it could be the mitzvah being a Gabbai Staka is a bigger mitzvah than the mitzvah of Shinata and of Anecha. If you just looked at the vacuum, which mitzvah is greater? Okay, I don't know, there's certain different mitzvahs. Maybe the mitzvah of Gabbai Staka in itself is a bigger mitzvah. It just happens to be that Tinaika Shabbos Rabbam, you got the Chavis of Avis's trick. But that doesn't mean you're a bigger tzaddik. It means you're just a bigger, you got a trick to get more schar. The Gabbai Staka doesn't have a trick to get more schar. But as far as who's a bigger tzaddik, it depends on who's doing more mitzvahs. If the mitzvah of being a Gabbai Staka, as far as definition of mitzvahs, it's a bigger mitzvah. I don't know how to weigh different mitzvahs than that person, and that is a bigger mitzvah. So he's a bigger tzaddik. So that explains how the Yafei Tohar answered the Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara in Pesachim, we said that he didn't succeed in answering Rosh Knisius and Gabbai Staka. Tara says he did, because they are bigger tzaddikim. Just because they get less schar doesn't mean they're not bigger tzaddikim. Right? Just to go off on a tangent, but it's the same thing. We have the same thing. Those who know the little Bikiyas, there's a Gemara in Megillah, famous in Gemara, that says, Godo, Talmud Torah, Yotzer Me'atzavas Nefashas. That Talmud Torah is a bigger mitzvah than Atzavas Nefashas. What's the raya? Because Mordechai, before that, Mordechai is mentioned in two places in Navi, besides Megillah's Esther, and they mention him as being part of the Sanhedrin. And they go ahead and they count what number he is. And in one place they counted him, I don't remember the number, 4, I think. In the other place he's counted number 5, whatever, in the order of the listing of the order of the Sanhedrin. So they say that you see that he went down in level. Why did he go down in level? Because originally he was sitting and learning all day. And therefore he was on the higher level. And then later, when he got involved with the whole Purim story, he stopped learning as much, and therefore he went down a level. So, and that's what it says, Gadol Hatzaras Nefashos, Gadol Talmud Torah, Yoter Mehatzaras Nefashos. Now, does that really mean that Mordechai now lost in Schar? No, it doesn't sound right. Mordechai went ahead. First of all, we have an axiom in Hashkafas HaTorah that you never lose by doing what's right. Didn't Mordechai do what's right? He was supposed to save Klal Yisrael. He did what's right and he went down. He lost. And anyway, everyone knows Mordechai is the hero of Purim. Mordechai is, everyone dresses up like Mordechai. No one dresses like these other people mentioned in the Pasuk. He's the, Mordechai is a tzaddik. So the Teretz is that he went down in his inherent tzidkus. In other words, he's not involved as much as learning. So by definition, when you're not involved as much as learning, you can't retain the same kedusha. But that doesn't mean that your schar is not as good. You're losing in your schar. You're doing what you're supposed to do. Hashem doesn't want you to be such a big tzaddik. Hashem doesn't, in a door like today, the guy who's in the chayz of avos person is a bigger tzaddik, but that's not what Hashem wants you to do, necessarily. It's sitkes. Mordechai went down. When it comes to being on, you're counting on the Sanhedrin, he's lower on the Sanhedrin. He's not as big as the Talmud Chacham, and he's lower down, but he's still going to get more schar. No one's saying that Mordechai loses in schar because he did what he's supposed to do. How can you, that can't be. So that's the same thing we're saying here. About the Melamde Tinoikis, according to the Fei Torah, this answer, when it comes to intrinsically, just like Mordechai intrinsically was counted lower than the other person, intrinsically he's on a lower level. But as far as Schar, which is because you're doing what Hashem wants you to do, and you get Schar, and because in here it's because you get also... You got the scar of this trick of the Chayim of Avos, so you could be better. How would this now answer the kasha of the Divrei Mordechai's kasha and the other Gemaras? So we could say very simply that when the other Gemaras said that a Talmud Torah, Talmud Chacham is better, they're working in grunt. Intrinsically. In other words, the Chayez of Avos is a trick. Chayez of Avos is really not getting schar for being a Melamed Tinoikis. The schar, theoretically, a Melamed Tinoikis, like we said, in theory, you can be a Melamed Tinoikis and you're not successful. This is not schar for being a Melamed Tinoikis. This is a schar which happens to be that a Melamed Tinoikis gets this advantage. Because there's a thing that you are gerim it. So it's the same thing of like saying if you save someone's life, so then you get the schar of all the mitzvahs that person did. But that's not inherent, the schar of saving the life. If you save a person's life and he doesn't do any mitzvahs, you get the mitzvah of saving a life is saving a life. It makes no difference if the person's going to do mitzvahs or not going to do mitzvahs. The person may live for 5 minutes and then he dies. The person's not doing any mitzvahs. I know that. There's a mitzvah to save a life. If you happen to be save a life of someone who does more mitzvahs, so then there's another benefit, but that's not the schar of saving a life. So the chavis above this schar is not intrinsically the schar of melamed tinoikis. It's a side benefit that a melamed tinoikis gets. So the Fei Torah will say, which I think you have to say anyway. If I ask the Chavis of Avos, and I ask the Chavis of Avos, Rabbi Chavis of Avos, you went ahead and said that the Marbis Torah is even greater than the person close to Malachim. What do you do with the Gemaras that the Yifei Tohar quoted. The Yifei Tohar quotes a Gemara in Baba Basra that the Rabbanan are greater. The Yifei Tohar quoted a Gemara in Brachas that a Talmud Chacham's greater. Stira to the Chayiz Avavis can't argue with the Gemara, right? The Chayiz Avavis argue with the Gemara in Baba Basra. Gemara in Baba Basra says that the Rabbanan Mai, the Rabbeinu Gershom said Beferish, that it means that the Gseith Hashem Gurasov means the Talmud Chacham is the greatest. The Yifei Torah says it's mashon away from the Gemara in Brachas. It's a stira to the Chayiz Avavis. Forget about the Medrash. It's steer to the Chayiz Avavis. Terence says to the Chayiz, it's not a steer to the Chayiz Avavis. Chayiz Avavis says, I'm talking about not in Grund. I'm talking about an add-on, a side advantage. The Gemara is talking about inherently. The inherent schar that the Talmud Chacham gets is greater than the schar that's given for a Melamed Tinaikis. There's a side thing that a Melamed Tinaikis has a trick to get extra schar. We're not discussing that in the Gemara. Right? That's what the Chayiz Avavis would have to say. So the same thing, that's what the Yifei Torah is going to say. So the Yifei Torah says, now, when am I Havamina? So the thing is, now, and I would say that the Yifei Torah knew that as Pashit. The Yifei Torah, before he started the piece, he knew the Chayiz Avavis. And he never had a kasha from the Chayiz Avavis from these Gemaras. Because he understood that pashtus, all the Gemaras are talking about in grunt, inherently. No one's discussing the Chayiz Avavis' trick. Therefore, there's no kasha on the Chayiz Avavis from Barachis, and there's no kasha from the Chayiz Avavis from Baba Basra. He gets to the Medrash, and he assumes the Medrash is also talking about in grunt. That's what we said. A normal Chazal are talking in grunt, inherently. We're not discussing with the Chayiz Avavis' trick. Oh, he says that this Medrash is saying a tremendous chiddush beyond the Chayiz Avavis. This Medrash is saying that intrinsically, Melamed Tinaikis is greater according to one Deya. Oy vey, that I have a tremendous kasha. That's against the Gemara in Brachas and the Gemara in Baba Basra. His second answer, whatever, so he resolves that. But in his first answer, he's saying, oh, I have to go ahead and change it. I have to go ahead and say a daichik, that even though that I have to say that the Gemara, that the Medrash, even though normally we assume that most Chazals are talking in grunt, inherent, that's the pashtus, and that's Pashup Shad in Baba Basra, and that's Pashup Shad in Brachas, I'll have to say a chiddush that the Gemara, the Medrash, when the Medrash said this day that Melamed Tinaikis is greater, the Medrash was taking into consideration the Chayiz Avavis. The Gemara in Baba Basra is working without the Chayiz Avavis. That's the Pashtus. The Gemara in Brachas is working without the Chayiz Avavis. But the Medrash was working with the Chayiz Avavis. Okay, so a little daichik, because how come the Gemara is working without the Chayiz Avavis and the Medrash is working with the Chayiz Avavis? Okay, different people work with different things. So that's his chiddush. His chiddush is, in his first answer, that the Medrash is working with the Chayiz Avavis. According to this, it would come out of Daichik, which I can't help, that it'd be a machlokes in the Medrash, whether the Chayiz Avavis is right. Okay? It's a little bit Daichik too. Okay? And that would be there. Then he comes along with his second answer and says, no, everybody agrees to the Chayiz Avavis. Chayiz Avavis is that everyone agrees. And the Medrash of course is also talking in grunt, and everyone can hold in the Chayiz Avavis, and he has his other answer, okay, the third answer, right? So but basically we're saying is that the normal assumption is that even though we have the Yifei Tohar had a kasha on the first day, he never had on the Medrash, he never had a kasha. I want to claim. It's not Mukhra Chayasi, we don't know the Yifei Torah saw the Chayas of Avis. But I would claim that the Yifei Torah of Adas saw the Chayas of Avis, and the Yifei Torah is not asking a kasha on the Chayas of Avis, because that's no kasha, because it's a very simple answer, that's the pashas, that the Gemaras are all talking inherently without the Chayas of Avis' trick. Because it's like a trick, that he is an add-on. You know, you have a trick to get extra scar. but it's not else who you are. And everyone else is discussing intrinsically who you are. So there's no kasha from Brachas on the Chayz of Avis. There's no kasha from Babash on the Chayz of Avis. His assumption was that the Medrash is also talking Pashas. Then he has a kasha from the Medrash, from these Gemaras. His first answer is, I changed him Shah in the Medrash, that the Medrash meant with the Chavis of Avis. And that's why he's Marach in his Lashon. He's very Medrig in his Lashon. He's saying that we're talking here Schar, and the reason for Schar is for the Chavis of Avis and Svara, a new Kiddush. He never knew this in his Havamina. Memele, that answers all the Kashas. It answers Psochem, because you're not the biggest Tzaddik, and you're not the biggest Talmud Chacham. And Shidduchim goes by Sitzkes and Chachma, not Schar. It answers Brachas and Babasra, because there they're talking like I always thought. I mean, he doesn't have to say it, because that's how we always learned Brachas and Babasra, that they were talking inherently, Grunt. Therefore, answers all the Kashas. Then he comes along with his second answer. The second answer is saying a different answer, that the only time that Avada, I go back to my original Havamina, that the Medrash is talking inherently and grunt, and we're talking about who's inherently greater, and the only time the Medrash said you're inherently greater is if you're also a Talmud Chacham, and whatever the pshat, like we had two pshatim yesterday, whether the Mordechai pshat or my pshat, that they combine together the thing, a lower level Talmud Chacham with the teaching Torah makes you the greatest, but if you're not a Talmud Chacham, you don't become the greatest inherently. But and then, either way, we have the Chayz of Avis as far as the Chayz of Avis. Now we could say the Chayz of Avis. Everyone agrees to the Chayz of Avis, and even both days in the Medrash hold the Chayz of Avis. And it could be with the Alsa Chayz of Avis as Zvara. You could even get more Eschar, even if you're teaching Mikra. Because we're not discussing the Chayz of Avis Svara. No one's talking about the Chayz of Avis Svara. If you work in the Chayz, once you bring in the Chayz of Avis Svara, that could be, after according to the second shot, that it could apply even by Mikra. If Lu Yitzur, by teaching Mikra, even if you're a lady teaching Mikra, and because you're teaching Mikra, the Maisa, you got the kids into learning, you would have the Chayz of Avis Svara. She might get the most card, according to the second day. And likewise, the other day in the Medrash would agree to that too. So it comes out at the end of the day is as follows: is that based on I would claim as follows that there are two different reasons besides what answers all the questions. So it comes out that there will be two reasons why the Marbit Star would have the advantage. One is, the question is intrinsically, which is greater? So this is the according to the first pshat, everybody agrees that Melamde Tzinoikos is not intrinsically greater. According to the second pshat, if you're a Talmud Chacham, even though you're not as big as a Talmud Chacham, then there's a side that Melamde Tzinoikos might even be greater than a Talmud Chacham, which is what I think that's what Rav Shiva held. He held like that teretz. But then there's a second reason, and you throw in the Chayz of Avis, which would make Melamde Tzinoikos better no matter what, because of the, you get more schar, because of the Chayz of Avis and Svar. Okay. I just want to throw one last thing, and then I'm finished, that there's a Sefer, Menucha, Kedusha, what it's called? I think so. I forgot the name, it's a very good name. There's a Sefer, I think it's called Menucha Kedusha, but it's a Talmud of Rav Chaim Volozhin. And the yeshiva actually owns the Sefer. So the shaila is like this. We have, this is just an interesting hashkafa, but once you read the Chayz of Avis. So Chayz of Avis says that a person who's a Marbis Torah, he gets more schar because his lashon is, because his schuyos are nikvaras bavur schuyos because of the people they taught, which means that he gets a chedek in the mitzvahs of all the mitzvahs that the people did in all this forever to eternity. Now it's and he brings the mush, even though it's not as much because the people's mitzvahs aren't in such a high level. His talmidim aren't such shleimim, so their mitzvahs aren't so great. But I get a chedek in their mitzvahs. So the this menucha v'kedusha asks the question: what percentage does he get? Now there's a chayyim of Avi says that a rabbi gets a chedek, gets a schar for every mitzvah that a talmid did, apparently because of him. I assume you need because of him. That if not for him, the talmid wouldn't have done that mitzvah. So how much do you get? What percentage? The chayyim of Avi does not say. He just says that you get a chedek. So yeah, I would assume you get 1%, 2%, 5%, you know, whatever it is. But it adds up. If you have 1,000 talmidim and your 1,000 talmidim had 1,000 talmidim, so you just got 1,000,000 grand talmidim, and they had another 1,000 talmidim, so to speak, so you got a billion, whatever, and then you get 1% of all their mitzvahs, so it's pretty good. But the sefer from this quote, Rav Chaim, he quotes the Gra, that the Rebbe does not get 1%, he gets 100%. That's what he says. He says that you get the same schar that the Talmud gets. You don't get the exact same schar. He quotes the Gra from a pasuk that the schar that the Rebbe gets, it was the Geirim gets the same schar. We have the sugya of Basra, Godar Masa, Yersim, and Aisa. But it's the same per schar. He says a tremendous chiddush. He says pshat in the schar of Avis. That it doesn't mean that you get 1%, but since it's a pyramid, there's millions of people, so you end up with a lot of schar. He says, but you get the full amount of schar. So then, of course, the chayz of avos is svara is for sure. If you go with the chayz of avos is svara, so it's pashit that you'd end up more than the person who is kar of the malachim, and that's so okay. So that's pshat the chayz of avos. Okay, go ahead.